Everybody, lovely to see you all this morning. It's slightly different, isn't it? But I like it, to be honest. So, like Skalk said, we want to be teachable. You know, when the word is preached, we want to be teachable. So, we're going to write a test afterwards. So, make some notes if you want to. But this morning, I want to share something that would hopefully encourage you this morning. To keep growing in the Lord. And so I'm from the Free State. I know I've got long pants on, so it doesn't make sense. In the Free State, if it's really cold, you wear two pairs of shorts. But I've changed. I'm a Capetonian now. But when we lived in the Free State, there's obviously a lot of farmers around us and with sheep and cattle, and there's all sorts of farmers around us. And I was thinking about this picture of a farmer planting a seed. That farmer doesn't go the next morning to dig it up just to see, hey, did it grow this morning? Did it grow overnight? No, he actually didn't. He left it in the ground and he kept on watering it. It almost doesn't make sense for a farmer to keep going back to the seed that he planted to dig it up and see, hey, did this thing grow? And then the next day go again, did this thing grow? No, he trusted the process. He knew that there's a time frame to go by for the seed to sprung up and to bear fruit. And I think for us as people that follows the Lord, we often do the exact same thing. Seed is being planted in our hearts and we make decisions to follow the Lord in a real way. And then we go the next morning, we dig it up. Okay, did I grow? Did I grow this morning? And then you put it back into the ground and the next morning you go again, did I grow today? And we almost become impatient when we follow the Lord. And what happens, we start off in the spirit and then we drift into the flesh. And then what we do is we want to take hold of our own decisions. We want to, you know, we drift away from saying, I trust the Lord, to we want to make it happen ourselves. And so what happens is God speaks to us, we obey Him, but then the next day we become impatient. We start questioning. We take things into our own hands, don't we? And this morning, I'm hoping to share a few points with you that would help us grow in our spiritual walk with the Lord. Have you ever asked yourself the question, why am I not growing? Why am I not growing spiritually? Have you asked yourself that question before? If you haven't, why not? Because this is a question I think we all should ask. Why am I not growing? Because the Lord's heart for us is to become like Him. Amen? The Lord's heart is for us to reflect Him in all things, for us to grow up, to become mature spiritually. And how many of you know that we're not like Him yet? I mean, Andre is almost there, but most of us are not like Him yet. There's a few Andres here. I saw you claiming it and like, yes, that's me. Amen, hallelujah. But His plan for us is to become like Him. His heart for us is to become mature, reflecting Him in all things. And we're not there yet. So we've got some growing to do. And this morning, I want to share a few ingredients that would help us to grow spiritually. Just three things that I would imagine would be helpful for us. As we apply these things, that we'll see fruit come into our spiritual life. Is that all right? So the first ingredient that I feel like is important just to grow in the Lord is obedience. And I know the word obedience became a swear word in today's culture, isn't it? It's like, what? You're telling me I need to obey? Can't I just do whatever I want to? And I think the Lord is quite clear that He has a specific way He wants us to live. And He wants us to obey His word. He wants us to obey whatever He tells us to do. And so considering growth, considering a farmer planting seed, I want to say that obedience is the seed for growth. Obedience is the seed for growth. In other words, if the Lord speaks to me, I want to obey him. I don't go the next morning, okay, did I grow? Lord, you said I should be obedient. I was obedient yesterday. Why am I not a deacon today? Why am I not leading a community tomorrow? Why am I not leading worship? It's not a transaction. Obedience and growth is, you can't obey today and expect instant results tomorrow. Kids are learning the same thing in kids' church this morning. Yeah. Why don't you open up your Bible with me in John chapter 14, talking about obedience, and we're going to read verse 15. If you love me, what? Obey my commandments. If you love me, obey my commandments. This is such a sobering scripture for me, that obedience isn't just an external action that you do. You see with me that there's an inward, an internal heart's desire, wanting to obey, wanting to love Jesus so much that I'm willing to obey him in everything and anything. But if obedience only becomes an external thing that you do without the heart to love, it becomes very much a religious activity. And I don't think there's going to be much fruit from it, to be honest. But Jesus tells us, if you love me, you will obey me. So why do we obey? I mean, how lacquer is sin? That's why, I mean, if you're not following the Lord, sin is quite attractive in many ways, isn't it? But if you have a surrendered life to Jesus, we want to now live for his pleasure, not for our own fleshly pleasures. We want to live to the things that pleases him. What are his commandments? That's what I want to do because I now love him. I don't love myself anymore. I don't love my own fleshly desires anymore. I love him. That's why I want to obey. And this morning I want to ask you the question, and I'm going deep very quickly. Are you guys all right with that? Do you really have a desire in your heart wanting to obey him? Wanting to love him. I remember growing up and becoming part of student ministries, and I know you guys are in Stellenbosch, Skalk Willem, and you guys, it's lovely to have you with us this morning, and part of a lot of students in Stellenbosch. And a question we get a lot, how far is too far? Where is the line? What can I do to just get by, to enjoy as much flesh as possible, but still fall under the obedient camp? You know what I mean? This is just, eh? You know what I mean? And that's actually asking the wrong question. Because how much internal love is there in your heart when you ask that question? What can I get away with? Does the Bible really say I should not do this? Does the Bible really say I should do that? Asking the wrong questions. The question we should ask is there love in my heart? Is there a real love for Jesus? And when there's a real love and a desire to please him, you're going to run as far away from sin and things of the flesh as possible. It's like walking on a cliff. There's a path. You're not going to kind of flirt with the edge of the cliff. That's silly, man. You might get it right for a few hours, but at some point, it just becomes dangerous for your whole life. I want to go as far away as possible from the very thing that can let me fall. Having a desire to please him. Obedience. Obedience. And so God speaks to us. He does. I mean, even this morning in worship, this is a teaching moment. Did you see it as just singing some songs? Or is it actually, hey, we get together because God is speaking? God is speaking. His presence is in our midst. He's with us. We gather around him. So we've got an expectation that he's going to speak. And he uses me and you. And he uses a prophetic song and a prophetic word and a testimony here. And his spirit within us speaking to us. He's speaking. And I know, listening to this, I'm sure that many of us are going, yes, I want to obey. I want to hear his voice. I want to do what he tells me to do. So how does he speak? How does he speak? Is it just an audible voice from heaven? I mean, who had an audible voice before? Oh, that would be amazing if God only speaks that way, right? It won't be confusing. It will be quite clear and direct. But often he speaks through many different ways, actually. But the two things that I want to highlight just in how he speaks, and I want you to get this, that he speaks, he already spoke, actually. We've got the Bible. We've got his written word. He already spoke. We've got the word, and the word is our manual for life. Do you see it that way? Do you see that the Bible is the very thing that we base our lives upon? So if the Bible is clear on things, we want to be clear on it. So if the Bible says don't do this, guess what? We don't do it. If the Bible says do this, we do that. And so the Bible is, most of the time, is quite clear on how we should live, right? There are a few gray things that we need to walk out in accountability that we're not always sure of, and we figure it out with the Lord. But generally speaking, the Bible is quite clear. And so we need to be a people of the Word. We need to know what the Bible says, actually. We need to know what is sin. We need to know what is pleasing to the Lord. Because we want to be a people of obedience. We want to know what to obey. So he spoke, but I want to say that he's still speaking. He is still speaking. As Christians, we believe that we have the Holy Spirit within us. And he speaks to us. He guides us. John 16, I want to read a scripture to you this morning, verse 13. When the Spirit of truth, so Jesus is speaking, he's saying, I'm about to go, but listen to what he says. When the Spirit of truth comes, the Holy Spirit, he will guide you into all truth. Do you know that the Spirit is within you and is guiding you to truth? He's guiding you to become more like Jesus. And so he speaks to us. Those little nudge of, hey, pray for this guy. Why don't you bless someone with this? Why don't you turn away from that sin? Why don't you forgive that person? That's the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us to all truth. And we need to obey those promptings. It said that delayed obedience is disobedience. If the Lord speaks, I mean, listen, like I said, the Bible is quite clear on a lot of things. We don't have to pray about it. The Bible is clear. If he says this is sin, you don't have to pray about is this sin. He already said it's sin. You know what I mean? And so we want to over-spiritualize it. No, I'll pray about it. Actually, to justify our own actions, to see if we can get away with some things. Is it just me? Man, we want to be a people of obedience. I don't care if this costs me my comfort. I don't care if this costs me my whatever. I want to have such a desire to please the Lord. So obedience is the seed for growth. Nothing grows if it's not planted. Nothing grows if it's not planted. You're still with me? It gets better. One more ingredient that I want to share that hopefully is something that we can apply is the ingredient of faithfulness. Faithfulness. I believe faithful people pleases the Lord. I really believe it. Being faithful, om getrou te wees. It's not a flashy thing, hey, I'm faithful once, and then tomorrow I'm not faithful. Faithfulness actually means that it's an ongoing, day in, day out, faithfulness to the Lord. And I think for us, we need to realize that it's not just about one big moment. Growth doesn't happen with one big moment. It happens with many small things that we do. And I know for young people, we often want to, man, we want our lives to count for the Lord, man. We want to pour out our lives for the kingdom, and we want to plant churches, we want to advance the kingdom, and all those things are great. It's good to have the desire to do big things for the Lord. But are we willing to do the small things well? The seemingly insignificant things that no one sees. Will we be faithful with that? Because I believe the Lord tests us in those things. I don't know what your theology is like, but my theology, there's a lot of space knowing that the Lord tests us. He tests us. And He wants us to succeed. Who of you are teachers? I know there's a few of you. And you don't give the children in your class a test to see, hey, I want you to fail. The reason for a test is, man, I want you to learn so that you can pass. And you're not writing one exam a year, do you? No. There's many little tests in between the big exams. And in life, you should know. You're going to write big exams. You're going to have big tests. Don't just wait for the big exam to come and hopefully then I'll pass. It's in between the big tests, the big exams, where there are little tests that the Lord wants you to pass. Faithfulness. And so for me, it feels like faithfulness is like the seed that you're watering all the time. This farmer planted a seed in the ground and he knew that I need to water this thing daily. Day in, day out, I need to be faithful in watering the seed. I've planted the seed already, yes, but now you need to water the seed. Being consistent. Luke 16, verse 10, listen to this, you might know it. Unless you are faithful in the small matters, you won't be faithful in the large ones. And I know it's talking in the context of money, but there's a principle here that I feel like is so important for us to get, is that we need to be faithful with the small things. It's easy to arrive on a Sunday, okay, let me be faithful with the big things. I'll, you know, play a guitar or I'll pack a chair or whatever the case may be. But how are you tomorrow? How are you when you're in the car and, you know, someone drives in front of you or it happens? Just turn right on the N2 towards Cape Town and it's going to happen, you know? But there are many life things that happens with us that will test us whether we are obedient to the Lord or not. So if the Lord says it, we do it. I want to tell you a story quickly. We planted a church in Wellington. Those of you who have been to Wellington, lovely little town in the Boerland. And years ago, we planted a congregation. And it's beautiful to plant a congregation from scratch. It's quite daunting as well. But when you plant a congregation from scratch, meaning that you don't have a lot of people. There's like four or five people and it's just, man, if you look like you can sing, you are in the band, you know. That's what we did if you plant a church. And so we had this one guy after a few months that came into the congregation, and he made it quite clear that he is very gifted, you know. And he didn't bring a CV, but he told me about his spiritual CV. And he told me about how gifted he was, you know, being a great guitarist, and he can lead worship, and just, you know, if you plant a church, that's what you want to hear, you know, like, yes, Lord, you're adding people to us, and we got really excited about the prospect of, you know, having this guy a part of us, and he seemed like a good leader, and, you know, ooh, maybe he can lead a community soon, and we need people to step up in that way, and we got really excited, and I was like, man, I want to get to know you first. It's great that you've got the spiritual CV, and tell me all about you. I love it. It's good ingredients, but I want to know, who are you? I want to know you. And I don't know if he enjoyed that response. Because the next Sunday, he wasn't there. And I still, to this day, don't know where he is. He disappeared from, I don't know from where, he just vanished. He disappeared. And we actually called him the Shooting Star Christians. Or like Brian said this morning, the popcorn Christians. You know, the Shooting Star, how does it look like? There's a star, woof, and it's gone. And it's almost like this magnificent moment, like woof, when everyone's like, whoa, and it's gone. And I had a very similar experience with this guy, like woof, this, and then it's gone. He popped and he was eaten or something, I don't know, like a popcorn. And that's a terrible illustration. But the point of the story is, we are actually not to be shooting star Christians. We are to be constant, faithful in the little, day in, day out type Christians. And I know in today's life where everything is big and mega and everything is about the big conference and the, you know, You don't have to look far in the Western church to see everything is about the glitz and the glamour and the best preacher, and if you've got more followers than this guy, you've got a bigger church, and it's all these whack things that people are drawn to. And I actually want to encourage you this morning that yes, there are many pastors and church ministers that are failing across the world, that has very much a public forum, and many are failing morally. But I want to encourage you, there are thousands of pastors that we actually don't know about following the Lord daily, constantly, faithfully, loving Him, loving the people, pastoring the people day in, day out. Don't lose hope in the church. Don't lose hope in the leadership of the church. And like Skulk said, we're not perfect. But man, I know our guys, I know our team, I know the rest of the Josh Jen guys, man, we've got a heart to obey. We have a heart to be faithful in the little. We're not here to have a lot of likes and followers and subscribers. We are here to love you, to love the Lord, to love you, and to glorify Jesus. Faithfulness. Faithfulness in the small things. And then my last ingredient. Oh, I hate it. I actually hate this one. I don't know why I put it in here. Patience. Oh, I was wondering, should I just land the sermon before that point? But listen, the Lord is not rushed. The Lord is not rushed. Coming from someone that's standing in front of you that is not patient, having to learn the hard way in many ways, the Lord is not rushed. He's intentional. The Lord is not rushed, but He's intentional. And I think for us as Christians, and if you feel like there's more on your life spiritually, this is something that the Lord will test you on. Guaranteed, is patience. He's not rushed. We cannot rush His timing. We cannot rush or force His process. If you're anything like me, the flesh actually wants to take matters in your own hands. You know, we want to make it happen quickly. If you're anything of a visionary or you want to be effective, you want things to happen quickly. But I actually want to say that the Lord often moves very slowly. It's a saying, the Lord takes a long time to do something very quickly. Eh? Have you found that to be true? Because He tests us. Like, are you in it for you or are you in it for me? Are you in it for your own fleshly desires or are you in it for the things of the kingdom? And it's not a rule. I mean, often He'll come through like miraculously. It happens. But often He uses a long, slow process to form us. You don't plant a seed and the next morning see a lot of fruit. Being patient in the Lord. Philippians 1 verse 6. I'm sure that God, who began the good work within you, will continue His work until it is finally finished on that day when Christ Jesus comes back again. He is faithful. He is the one that was obedient unto the point of death. He is the one that is faithful to the end. He is the one that is coming back for us. And we're going to use communion. We're going to partake communion just now. But I want to remind us that this is the God that we serve. This is the God that will finish the work that He has started within you. Listen, there's a seed that was planted in your heart. He is faithful to complete it. If you remain in Him, if you stay close to Him, full of faith, obedience, being faithful in the little, you can have confidence this morning that He'll finish what He has started. And maybe there are promises that you hold on to, or maybe have let go over the years because you're not seeing the fruit. You're not seeing the breakthrough in that sense. Jesus is the one that is faithful to complete what He has started in you. But the key of that scripture, maybe just put it back up. He will continue His work in you. It's His work. It's His desires for you. It's His plan and purpose that He has placed within you that He will finish. So we need to make sure, am I in His will? Are my desires His desires? Because then He will finish it. Then I want to end with the scripture in Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will direct your paths. What a beautiful scripture. That Jesus is the one leading us. We can submit our plans to Him. We can commit our ways to Him. That He is the one that is far beyond our own imagination, our own plans and ideas. He can do so much more than what you can ever do in the flesh. And so our role, in closing, our role is to not to control the outcome. Because that's what we want to do, right? We want to be so involved that we want to control the outcome. But that's not our role. Our role is to love Him with all our hearts. With everything in me is to love Him. And in whatever He tells me to do and whatever He already told me to do, I want to obey Him in everything. Even if it's a seemingly small thing, I want to obey Him. Because He is my Master. He is my King. I want to obey Him. I want to please Him. And our role is to be faithful in the little. Faithful in the little. What is it that is in front of you at this moment? What is the thing that is entrusted to you? What is the thing in your hands at the moment? Be faithful with that. Because if you're faithful with the little, He is the one that will entrust you with more. So if you want more for your life spiritually, don't just grab it. Don't let like a selfish ambition or a striving, don't let that be your determining factor. Don't let that be the thing that drives you. But actually going in low, Lord, I just want to be faithful to You. I just want to love You. I just want to obey You. And You are the one that makes things grow. There's a scripture that says that some water, some plants, but God makes it grow. So is our spiritual growth up to us? Yes and no. Yes, because we need to be faithful. We need to be an obedient people. We need to be those that's watering the seed all the time. So we need to take responsibility for our own lives. No, because Jesus is the one making us grow. So it's a bit of a two sides of the coin. You know what I mean? It's not a passive thing. It's an actively giving of ourselves. But Lord, through it all, You are the one that makes me fruitful. Carl shared last week. Was it last week? 2 weeks ago. About abiding in Christ. That is where life happens. Is in Him. So I want to encourage you this morning. Don't dig up what God is busy growing. Don't take matters into your own hand. If the Lord's hand is upon you, even if you don't see growth yet, keep going. Keep being faithful. Keep being an obedient people. Because who knows, maybe tomorrow something will spring up out of the ground and you'll see fruits in your life. Amen?